I'm Nick Spitzer. Our conversation with guitarist and singer John Oates of Hall & Oates fame is coming up. But first, some of the songs and sounds around Philadelphia that both guys grew up with, including this Orleans classic about a hip street of culture and clubs that was once a boundary of sorts between Central City and South Philly. The Orleans in 1963 on American Roots.
This train don't pull no winkles. drinker because this train is a clean train, this train.
Philadelphia's OJs with Love Train from the 1972 Backstabbers LP. That record is on Daryl Hall's top five list of all-time favorites. And before that, This Train from guitarist and gospel singer Sister Rosetta Tharpe, born in Cotton Plant, Arkansas. Moved to Philly in 1960 after nearly four decades in Chicago and New York. More Hall & Oates influences coming up, beginning with a star in the local Arctic Records Soul Stable. Barbara Mason, famed for her 1965 song, Yes, I'm Ready. Here's the equally great B-side, Don't Ever Want to Lose Your Love, on American Roots.
Thank you.
Philadelphia blue-eyed soul duo Hall and Oates, You Make My Dreams. They're still sounding pretty funky there in 1980 as they moved away from the prior decade, more as singer-songwriters, and into the world of big pop hits that followed. That said, we'll be back with more Philly and key Motown soul influences on Hall and Oates when American Roots returns.